The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then wish each and every one of you a heartfelt Eid Mubarak, inshaAllah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshaAllah next year we each get the opportunity to go to His house for the Hajj, inshaAllah. We also pray that those who are there this year, that they return back home safely and that their Hajj are accepted, inshaAllah. And most importantly, when we have these type of gatherings, we miss the presence of our Imam. And so we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He hastens His return, inshaAllah. As we know, Eid al-Adha is known as the festival of sacrifice. And it is in remembrance of the ultimate sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salam made as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran talks about these in different verses. For example, in Surah Safat, verse number 102, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, that when he reached the age of exertion, when he could be of help to his father, when he reached a good age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him. And then Ibrahim says to his son, يَا قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He says, O my son, I saw in my dream that I have been commanded to slaughter you. Tell me what you think about this. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Very beautiful jawab. We can talk about, subhanAllah, maybe next time, about how the relationship between a parent and a child should be from this particular verse, you know. Ibrahim didn't just say to Ismail alayhi salam, let's go, I'm taking you. Yeah, but he said to him, what do you think about this? And the son had that respect for his father to know his maqam, that he was not just there for his own selfish desires. And so he says, Ya Abati, O my father, you will find me patient in whatever you have to do. It's a beautiful jawab and a beautiful question. We know the rest of the story. The story is beautiful. And Ibrahim shows and displays the courage to carry out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. And as a result of that courage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced Ismail with an animal. Until today, we glorify and remember that courage and sacrifice by us slaughtering animals on this day as a qurbani, as a way to help other people. The lesson that I want to take from this event, so that this day of Eid is a day of Eid for us indeed, is the question, what are we willing to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ismail was that which was most dearest to Ibrahim. He had waited so long for a child, and now he made that child, he provided that child, nourished that child, and now that child was of use to him. And that's when Allah asked him for this sacrifice. Allah is not going to ask us for a similar level, but the understanding and the expectation is from us that we have to be willing to sacrifice things which are hindering our progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen, none of us are perfect. We all know what is blocking our progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know those things which are hindering our progression. You know, these hindrances can be of two types. The first type could be a hindrance that is forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I don't want you to do this. Yet, our desires have taken over. The temptations are very strong. And so we still continue to do those things which Allah azza wa jal says, I don't want you to do. For this, the solution is quite simple. We have to display the courage to stop what Allah wants. And Allah says very beautifully in the Quran, you know, this is one of my favorite verses in the Quran from Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 16. where Allah Azza wa Jal says, Alam ya'ni lilladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. He says, is it not time? Yeah, is it not time that those who believe in me should humble themselves in front of me? Is it not time? Yeah, the question is rhetorical. He doesn't need a jawab. But what he's asking is, have I not done enough for you to accept me as your Lord? Have I not done enough for you to submit yourself to me? This is a question that again depends on our understanding of God. I have said this repeatedly, that if we believe God to be God, then God deserves obedience. Yeah? But if I am yet not willing to obey God, then I haven't really understood the maqam and the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what I need to fix first. So the first type of hindrance is that which is forbidden. But the second type of hindrance are for the people like us. Yeah? We don't engage in anything haram, inshaAllah. Yeah? But we also know that there are things that we do in our lives that are within the realm of permissibility. They are allowed to do. But because maybe we are excessive in them, but maybe because we put too much effort into these things, they hinder our progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within the realm of permissibility. This is for us now, right? For those who want to ascend towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to ask ourselves the question, what are the things in my life which prevent me from praying Salatul Layl, for example? Yeah? What are the things in my life which prevent me from being charitable, for example? What are the things in my life which prevent me from fasting the mustahabbat, for example? These are our hindrances. Yeah? And for us, we need to figure out what is stopping our progress towards Allah, because we have, alhamdulillah, not done the haram. We avoid the haram. But now there are other things which are preventing us from ascending towards God. And that's our sacrifice. And so the first part of this discussion is to understand what is it that is preventing my flight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my ascension to God. But that's the first step. And that step is in fact difficult, but not so difficult. Because I think we can be honest with ourselves and say, man, if I just didn't watch TV until 1 in the morning, I could probably wake up for Salatul Layl. Yeah? If I wasn't so stingy, I could probably give more in charity. I can know what my problems are. The second step is to display the courage to do what we know we have to do. Understand this point. What makes Ibrahim alayhi salam Ibrahim, one of the greatest prophets of God, was not that he was commanded to slaughter his son, but what makes Ibrahim Ibrahim Khalilullah, one who is considered to be an imam, was that he had the courage to do what Allah wanted him to do. You understand? It's the courage that separates us. Yeah? Oftentimes, you know, we think courage is to fight for a cause. We often think courage is to go to a protest. We often think courage is to write a letter. These are all parts of courage, no doubt about it. But we have to understand that from an Islamic perspective, courage has a very specific definition. One is considered shuja'a, courageous, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are willing and able to put aside their own desires for the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one who is courageous. When I know that Allah wants something, but I want something too. But I say, you know what? I worthy my Lord more than I worthy myself. And so I am going to do what Allah wants. And that, my brothers and sisters, is courage. And so therefore, when I can pull off the blanket from my bed at night to go pray, I am being courageous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I can turn off the TV because something inappropriate is on, I am being courageous in the eyes of Allah. When I can turn off the TV because I know it will hinder my waking up for Salatul Fajr, I am being courageous. When I can open my wallet, I am being courageous. In Islam, it doesn't take a lot to be courageous. It is the willingness to put your desires below the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can do that on a consistent basis, then inshallah every day will be a day of Eid for us, inshallah. Allah.
Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah.